From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. In a press release, ConocoPhillips and Concho Resources on Monday announced that they have entered into a definitive agreement to combine companies in an all-stock transaction. And the all-stock transaction is valued at $9.7 billion. I asked Kyle Marksteiner, the public information officer for the city of Carlsbad, what the transaction means for this area.
It's going to be a very strong company. When you look at it, it's one of the three big mergers that have taken place in this area in the last month or two.
No arrests have been made in the stabbing of a 19-year-old Roswell woman that occurred Sunday morning. That according to Todd Wildermuth, public information officer for the Roswell Police Department. Reports indicate that the woman was stabbed when a fight broke out at a party at a house in the 300 block of South Sycamore Avenue. The woman was then taken to a local hospital by private vehicle. The victim's injuries are believed to be non-life-threatening. Roswell fire officials continue their investigation into a fire that consumed several structures and vehicles in Midway Sunday afternoon. According to reports, fire units from Roswell, Midway, Sierra, East Grand Plains responded to the fire, and the Chaves County Sheriff's Office, an ambulance crew, and New Mexico State Police responded to the fire at about 2 p.m. on Sunday. A reliable supply of water was the reason that so many fire units were called in to assist. No one was injured in the fire. 27-year-old Matthew Lopez of Kermit, Texas, was arrested and is facing several charges in an incident that occurred late Friday with a Lee County Sheriff's Corporal. The incident occurred around 5 p.m. Friday on State Road 132. Lopez was pulled over for speeding 65 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. And Lopez was pulled over. Lee County Sheriff's public spokesperson, Deputy Vivian Martinez, elaborated.
Started walking northbound on State Road 132, and the corporal instructed the driver to stop and show his hands, but the driver continued to walk. The corporal did deploy his taser. It was not effective.
Two Good Samaritans who saw what was happening stopped and assisted the corporal in arresting Lopez, and was taken to the Lee County Detention Center. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.